You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Ladies and gentlemen, all this week is Dr. Wallach week, but tonight we're going to take your calls. And we're going to start that in just a couple of minutes so I get some things fixed up here and make a few remarks. I think what you've been hearing, and I really believe this, folks, what you've been hearing for the past couple of nights is probably, as far as our health goes, the most important information that any one of us have ever heard in our lives. I think it's so important that we've devoted a whole week of this broadcast to it. And I'm working on trying to get Dr. Wallach to come on this broadcast live. And I don't know how that's going to work out or how we're going to do it. I'd like to be able to get him on the broadcast where he can answer your questions if you call in. But we're working on that. I don't know if it's going to be possible or not. I have been taking his vitamins and colloidal mineral formulas, for almost about 2 weeks now. I've had, and everybody who knows me personally knows this, and they know how bad it is, I have had for many years just terrible pain in my legs. I can get up in the morning and feel fresh and full of vim and vigor, and as I go through the day, the pain starts, and then it just builds up, and it gets worse and worse and worse until late in the afternoon, early evening, I am in excruciating pain. And it's all I can do to keep anybody else from knowing about it. But eventually they do, because they see me limping or hobbling along, and occasionally I'll take a step and grimace because the pain is so great. I've also had problems with my eyes. I'm nearsighted. I've been nearsighted for most of my life and almost fooled the Navy into thinking that I had 20/20 vision, and I was on my way to flight school at Pensacola, Florida, but a smart flight surgeon caught me, and so I didn't get into Naval Air. But I've had this problem most of my life. And a few years ago, I guess maybe about 5 years ago, I began to really start to seriously lose the sight in my right eye. And I've been to the doctor and everything like that, and they look at it and they tell me, no, there's no cataracts and there's nothing wrong with your eye that we can see. And so I was just convinced that as I get older, I'm losing my sight in my right eye. I've been taking the vitamins and the colloidal minerals, and folks, as Dr. Wallach says, you have to take these things in their proper amounts, in the proper form. Just going down to the drugstore and buying a bunch of mineral tablets and a bunch of vitamins doesn't cut the mustard, because I've been doing that for years. And I wasn't getting any better, I was getting worse. But since I've been using what Dr. Wallach recommends, the pain in my legs is going away. I'm standing up right now at the end of the day, and I've been walking all over the place today, and I don't have any pains in my legs. Just a little bit of throbbing, that's all. And I imagine that if I stay on my feet later into the night, then they may begin to hurt. But this is absolutely unheard of with me. This has never happened to me before. I've never been without that pain. And it is just so joyful to be able to walk around like a normal person and not dread taking that next step. I'm also regaining the sight in my eyes, both eyes, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not nearsighted anymore, and this has just happened in 2 weeks. And I can see that the sight in my right eye is beginning to come back. I can now read stuff written in small letters on a sticky note from across the room. I can see clearly things across the valley that I couldn't even see without my glasses just a couple of weeks ago. And so what Dr. Wallach is telling us is true. At least with me, it's true. And you all know me well enough to know that I wouldn't be telling you this if it were not true. I'm just ecstatic. I have never felt so good since since I was a young man, to tell you the truth. It's been a long, long time. And I love it. I just absolutely love it. But the thing I love the most is the pain is gone from my legs. You just have no idea. Well, maybe some of you do, but most of you just don't have any idea what it's like to just have to exist with this excruciating pain all the time, and it just won't go away, and there's nothing you can do about it, and it doesn't matter if you take aspirins or Advil or anything else, it's just always there. And and sometimes you just don't want to go on. You just don't want to take another step, and you just... It just gets so discouraging and so overwhelming that you just don't see how in the world you could stand to get another year older. So I personally owe an awful lot to Dr. Joel Wallach for making all the information that he's made available to all of us and making it so that we can, without, you see, if you didn't, I don't know how to explain this, folks. If you didn't listen to him, and if you didn't use the things that he recommends, you would end up spending hundreds of dollars every month because you would have to go out of your way to find the specific vitamins and the specific minerals that are in the absolute proper form, in the right concentration of each one, and all of the trace minerals that are lacking in all of these other things. And to be able to do that, you'd have to buy just vitamin E in this particular form, or just vitamin A, just vitamin. You know how many vitamins there are? Have you got any idea? And you know, I've seen these people for years selling colloidal silver and colloidal gold, and they make all these claims that it cures everything under the sun. Remember the Dave Hinkson show? Well, I investigated them and what they were selling, and I revealed them as the biggest frauds in the world on this broadcast. And their radio show disappeared right off the air within a very short period of time after that, because people caught on to the fact that I was telling the truth. And he wasn't. They were telling you that if you took this colloidal silver, it would cure every illness and every disease known to man. And it's not true. You see, you can take all the colloidal silver you want internally, and it won't do you a bit of good, because as soon as it hits your stomach and the hydrochloric acid goes to work on it, it turns into silver chloride, and it will not help you at all. It's no longer colloidal anything. It doesn't even get into your system, and enough silver chloride will hurt you really, really bad. Colloidal silver is a wonderful topical application, folks. And It will kill germs in a topical manner. Now, if you take these minerals in their proper form, they will get into your intestines and go into your system, and they will do the right things for you. Colloidal gold, I heard those people say that that would cure every form of cancer known to man, every disease, every this, every that. It would make the old young and the young old and everything in the world. And you hear this stuff all the time. It's just touted everywhere. It's just not true, ladies and gentlemen. These things, in the proper amount, with the proper vitamins and the other minerals that make them useful, and the trace elements, and the nutritional things that you need in the right amounts and in the right form, can work wonders with the human body. I'm living proof of that, and so are many other people. But you have to be very careful who you listen to, and what you listen to, and what you put into your body, and in what amount you put it in your body. Now, what we're going to do tonight is, right after this little interlude, we're going to take your calls and see what you think about what you've been hearing for the last couple of nights. And I've got a couple of tapes here that we can play portions of, and we can talk about those. So the number is 520-333-4578, and the phones are now open. We'll be right back. The number is 520-333-4578. 520-333-4578. I want to hear your comments tonight about what you've heard over the last two nights of Dr. Joel Wallach. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey, Mr. Cooper. This is Kevin in Nevada.
Hi, Kevin. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Yeah, I just thought I'd let you know, I tried one of his bottles of that stuff, the liquid that you drink with orange juice and stuff like that, the colloidal minerals.
Uh-huh.
I did it a couple of years ago, and I just went through one bottle, and I'm about 42, and I got some gray hair and stuff like that. And I'm not kidding. The color did change back to brown. And
I'm looking forward to that. I haven't been taking it long enough for the hair to grow out to see if it's changing any of the color of my hair.
Right. And I didn't keep up with it. I still do my regular herbs and.
Oh, why not? You should.
I just called them this here about an hour ago, and I got on the mailing list to get more information because I do want to hear more on his types of other vitamins or whatever. I want to get more information from him. It's on its way.
Okay.
I plan on cutting out my solid pill vitamins and maybe going over more towards his and, still keep up with my herbs and stuff.
Yeah, he's right. It's got to be in liquid form. Most of these vitamins that people are taking in pill form are not the kind of vitamins that can be assimilated or used by the body. It's just the wrong form.
Right. And that's the multiple vitamin I take is the hard, just the traditional one you buy in the store.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go ahead and, if I understand right, he does have vitamins and stuff that are more of the soft form.
Oh, he's got all kinds of stuff. Now, I can't talk about, that kind of stuff and what the prices are here because we're broadcasting on a nonprofit community service station.
And I just thought I'd let you know, I did try that stuff once, and my color of my hair did change during that month that I was taking it, or a month and a half.
I'm curious about something. When you find something that really works, like these things do, really, really work, why did you stop? I've been looking for stuff that works for years. I wouldn't stop, no matter what.
Well,
I'm just curious.
It was, at the time I bought it in a health food store in Reno, and it was like $35 for the bottle for the month.
Oh, wow. Well,
I'm going to see what, his new, or, get on, see what his latest prices are.
Uh-huh.
I have no way of knowing if that's his current price or anything like that. It's just that.
All I know is that there's levels of prices. That's all I can tell you.
Right. And it's also the time also where I'm making enough money where I can afford it if it is still rather pricey.
Uh-huh.
I'm not saying if it's.
Well, even if it is, even if it costs you $50 for a month, what does that break down to per day for your health?
Well, my grandfather lived at 99 and. We've got a lot of old timers in our family, and I expect to hit 100 no problem. And this seems like the thing to go ahead and invest in, and I'll be able to have fun when I'm 100.
Yeah, because if this really does help you, as it's helped me, and if it staves off disease and real bad problems health wise. I would happily pay $50 a month. I would even pay $100 a month, to tell you the truth, because the illnesses, I guarantee you, are going to cost a lot more.
Right. And I've listened to a lot of these programs, from the herb people and stuff over the last 5 or 6 years.
And a lot of them are telling the truth, and they're absolutely legitimate. There are some frauds and fakes and con men out there, though.
Right. And but it makes sense. And I agree with every one of these people that says, when you're heading to the hospital, you had a good chance of dying.
Yeah, well, isn't that the truth? In fact, in the early days of the practice of medicine, that's where you went to die.
Right.
And anybody who went in there never expected to come out.
Well, I'll let you go and get some more callers, and have a nice holiday.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
You know, folks, the thing that really got my attention, I mean, it was just like somebody took a telephone pole and smacked me right upside the head. What really got my attention, folks, was the way that farmers treat animals with preventative measures so that they can make money off those animals on the farm and don't have to spend big vet bills and don't have their animals diseased and dying off and crippled or have to dispose of them because the meat can't be eaten and all of that kind of thing. And of course, we know they do some other things to animals that are not healthy and not good, but they do understand a lot more about the nutritional benefits of vitamins and minerals with animals than they do with human beings. And that seems to me to be just absolutely backwards. And when I heard Dr. Wallach talking about that and how they've experimented with animals and done animal autopsies to find out, how to keep animals healthy and alive and be able to take them to market so that they can have a profitable farm. And doctors are telling human beings that minerals and vitamins are not good for you and you shouldn't take them. That blew my mind. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Jim from Virginia. I've called you before.
Jim, I need you to talk a lot louder.
Oh, okay. Well, first of all, I just want to say I was very lucky in that I was able to hear half your program on Dr. Wallach the first day. Yesterday, I heard about 45 minutes of it. Now, today, you're cracking up again. So maybe in Virginia, we just get a bad signal, unfortunately, because I really enjoy your show. And what I want to say about this Dr. Wallach, I looked him up on the internet,
uh-huh.
Your show,
uh-huh.
And for people that have access to that, you get a little more information. You even get to see what he looks like, which he looks like kind of a funny-looking guy there, enjoying himself in life.
Uh-huh.
But I want to say this is all very interesting. I'm going to look into it, by the way, especially for my mother, who has some ailments that's similar to what you seem to be complaining about. But I hope people don't lose sight that it's, especially on your show, it's not the length of your life, it's the quality that really counts. I mean,
oh, absolutely. I don't care how old I live, but I don't want to live that old in pain and all crippled up and laying in bed and, you know, wishing I was dead or something.
That's right. Or live to be 120 with a slave mentality.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to put my two cents in. Not only is the health important, as you mentioned, but we also have to keep in mind the, and I know that you haven't lost track of that, but you know, it is the quality too.
Yes, it is.
So
life is not very meaningful if it's not very good.
And of course, it's not very meaningful if I didn't realize you have so many illnesses. You certainly have a lot of people. I mean, at least you had me for the whole fold. I would never have known that you suffered so.
Well, I'm not a whiner. I never have been, never would be. And what good would it do for me to whine? I mean, it, really, what good would it do?
And you know, this is, and again, I'm not saying that these herbs and vitamins, I'm going to actually look into it.
Uh-huh.
You know, sometimes, and don't take this wrong, but sometimes the pains and agonies of life are what push us on. So, I mean, not that people should welcome pain, but I'm just saying that maybe those agonies in your life have been what has driven you, even though they may be just physical. I know another great men throughout the ages, that has driven them too. Now, I know I'm off the subject from Dr. Wallach.
Yeah, let's get back to it. We've only got an hour.
But I want to say, are you taking that VE Ultimate?
To tell you the truth, since I purchased it and have been taking it, I haven't even looked at the label. I don't even know what the name of it is.
Because I saw he had this V, and I say V, Virgin Earth Ultimate.
That's it. That's what it is.
Virgin Earth Ultimate.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
And there's a Virgin Earth Mineral.
Yeah.
I was just curious what you took and recommended as a...
Well, that's what I'm taking right now. That's not to say that I won't, you know, take other things, but that's what I'm taking right now, along with another product that I'm taking.
So the one you have from Wallach.
In fact, two more. I'm taking flaxseed oil too.
Okay, and that's all from Dr. Wallach?
No, two of them are. One of them is not.
Okay, I was just curious because it was just kind of confusing. You don't know what to take
Well, you wouldn't, you know what to take until you listen to him and what he's got to say. And that's why we've been covering so much of what he has to say this week, because he tells you.
And would you recommend listening, getting his tape then, or is that what you've been playing?
That's what we've been playing.
Okay.
That's what we played. We played Dead Doctors Don't Lie, and by golly, they don't. And either tomorrow night or Monday night. We may not do it tomorrow night because it's Thanksgiving. We'll have to see. But we're going to do one of his things tomorrow night anyway. The problem is, whatever we do has to take one night, because then there's a big layover until Monday. And what I would like to do is keep it all together, because I have to split it.
Well, look, have a good Thanksgiving, and thank you for your show.
Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Okay, folks, listen to this. Listen very carefully, and as soon as it's over, then we'll go back to the phones. Let me see here. Let me turn this up here. Okay.
Hello, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, your host, a veterinarian and physician, and today we're going to talk about osteoporosis, a disease that everybody knows about but knows little about. And the thing that most people don't know is that there's many, many early signs, many early manifestations, and many late-stage problems that are associated with osteoporosis. We're going to cover these in detail, and so you're going to get educated on osteoporosis far more than medical doctors know anything about. This is the great disease. It causes more human misery and cost than any other disease in America. Let's start out with some of the early warning symptoms. Eyelid twitches, toe, foot, and leg cramps, back spasms. These are all indicators of low calcium in your blood, low blood calcium. And why would you have low blood calcium? Well, you have a low dietary calcium intake, and your body may have a hard time keeping up with the calcium need. It takes a little while for your parathyroid glands to get the calcium from your bones. And when there's a lag time there, you get eyelid twitches, toe cramps, foot cramps, leg cramps, and back spasms. Eyelid twitches in themselves are kind of interesting. Technically, they're called blepharospasm. That's kind of a sexy name. And the medical approach to blepharospasm is to surgically cut the muscles to the eyelid so it won't close. Also, they can inject botulism poison, the most potent poison on earth, into those eyelid muscles and poison them so they won't function anymore. Really, all you need is some calcium. Then there's hypercalcemia. This is where you have a high blood calcium, and this terrifies physicians normally. They will want to surgically remove your parathyroid glands. Normally, your blood calcium ranges from 8.5 to 10.5 milligrams per cent. And if it gets up to 11, 11.5, to 12, 12.5, doctors believe your parathyroid glands are overactive, and the only thing you can do is surgically remove them. They are becoming overactive, the parathyroid glands, but basically if you take in enough calcium, they'll relax, get quiet, go back to sleep, and your blood calcium will go back down to normal. Certainly, calcium supplementation is preferential to surgical amputations of the parathyroid glands. Then there's bleeding from razor mix. So you guys that have to put toilet paper on your face for an hour or so after you nick yourself, or ladies, you nick your shin shaving, and it just won't stop. Normally, blood clotting mechanism should take place within less than a minute, and it takes calcium. It takes a certain amount of calcium in your blood to pull that off. And so one of the earliest symptoms of osteoporosis is a bleeding problem when you nick yourself with a razor. Then there's receding gums, gingivitis, pyorrhea, periodontitis, periodontal disease, loose teeth, bridges and plates. This is the earliest symptom of major osteoporosis, and this can happen in a 12-year-old, 20-year-old, a 30-year-old, a 50-year-old, 75-years-old, doesn't matter. When you have any of these dental problems, receding gums, gingivitis, loose teeth, bridges and plates, that means that the bones surrounding the roots of your teeth have melted away. Osteoporosis is already beginning, and you'll see osteoporosis in the facial bones and the jaw bones 20 to 50 years before you can recognize osteoporosis in the larger bones of your arms, your vertebrae, your pelvis, and your large leg bones, your hips and your thigh bones, the femur. And that's because the bones surrounding the roots of your teeth are only a millimeter or so thick. And when your bones get weak in the absence of minerals, they try to, in fact, get stronger by generating connective tissue or scar tissue. This happens to every bone in the body. not at the same rate. So some bones will do this faster than others, and that's highly variable from person to person. And so you get a whole interesting set of symptoms. First of all, let's look at a common malady, tinnitus or ringing in the ears. Most doctors say they don't know what causes that. If it has some dizziness or vertigo with it, that can be called Meniere's disease. If you have real serious vertigo with tinnitus or ringing in the ears, it can be called Wallach's vertigo. It was named after me because I figured out what causes it and how to prevent it and how to reverse it. Again, when this connective tissue is generated in your bones of your skull, as the eighth cranial nerve, which is begun in your brain, goes through a little quarter-inch canal through the skull into the inner ear, your eighth cranial nerve has two branches, the auditory branch, which deals with hearing, and the vestibular branch, which deals with balance and your positioning on earth. And if that connective tissue that's generated by your skull, when you have osteoporosis, squeezes the eighth cranial nerve, you can have one or two or a combination of those symptoms appear at the same time. And they may come and go as your calcium intake varies from week to week or day to day or month to month. And when you get the auditory branch of the eighth cranial nerve squeezed by itself, you get tinnitus or ringing in the ears. When you get the vestibular branch of the eighth cranial nerve squeezed, you get vertigo. When you get them both squeezed at the same time, you get Wallach's vertigo, which is the ringing and buzzing, roaring in the ears along with the vertigo. It has nothing to do with seasickness. It's interesting. Doctors try to give people cortisone, prednisone, and the motion sickness patches or pills. Then there's Bell's palsy. That's the seventh cranial nerve, which originates in the brain, goes through the facial nerve, through the facial bones, and comes out and innervates one side of the face. Most people will wake up and see one side of the face drooping, the eyelids, the lip, the nose, the whole cheek, and they'll think, gosh, I've had a stroke. But it's just that connective tissue squeezing the seventh cranial nerve. Then there's trigeminal neuralgia, also known as tic de la rue. The individuals get a severe electrical-type pain on the side of their face, their neck, behind their ear, down their neck, and over their shoulder. This is the fifth cranial nerve, or the trigeminal nerve, getting squeezed as it comes out through the skull between the ear and the mastoid bone. And then there's spinal stenosis. The spinal nerves can actually be squeezed as they come out from between the vertebrae, and the spinal cord itself can be squeezed by the connective tissue generated by the vertebrae when you have osteoporosis. All of these, of course, are reversible when you supplement properly, and we'll talk about that in a minute. And then we have the well-known, of course, osteoarthritis, degenerative arthritis, ankylosing spondylitis, Dowager's hump. These are nothing more than osteoporosis, and of course can be painful, disfiguring, but certainly nothing more than a calcium deficiency. Then there is, of course, loss of height, which goes along with osteoporosis. You see people say, yeah, I used to be 6'8", now I'm only 6'4", because I've lost 4 inches over the years. That, in fact, is because they're losing calcium into their bloodstream to maintain their blood calcium, and they're not taking in enough calcium to maintain their height, so they're just gradually losing bone mass. You can also get compression fractures where the vertebrae themselves can compress, kind of like stepping on a beer can, when you have enough body weight to compress these low mineral vertebrae. They don't have enough mineral in them anymore. And then there's spontaneous fractures, which can be life-threatening. This is where the hip, the ball and socket joint, or the femur itself fracture, and you fall down after the fracture actually takes place, and you can have the secondary effects or the side effects of this, complications which are known as pneumonia, pulmonary embolism, and stroke. All of these are related to osteoporosis, certainly not all of the features of osteoporosis, but some of the more common ones, and most of you really didn't realize that osteoporosis appeared in this many different ways. One of the things that people do is they supplement with lots of calcium, and they're very frustrated with the results. They rarely get the result they're looking for. That's because 25 to 40% of your bone weight is pure collagen or gelatin. And without supplementing collagen, glucosamine sulfate, and chondroitin sulfate, guess what? You're not going to retain much or any of that calcium you supplement with. And so we came up with what we call Dr. Wallach's Pig Arthritis Formula. And Dr. Wallach's Pig Arthritis Formula has not only colloidal and chelated and elemental calcium in it. It has the collagen, glucosamine sulfate, chondroitin sulfate, the basic building blocks for your bone itself. It also has all 60 essential minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 essential amino acids, and the 3 essential fatty acids. And we're going to be right back after these messages.
And what do you think about that? Are you really listening, folks? 520-333-4578 is the number. 520-333-4578. You see, a doctor tells you to take calcium. He doesn't tell you about these other things that you've got to take in order for the calcium to work. And he doesn't tell you that if you don't take those other things, the calcium won't stay in the bones. It'll just pass right through the body. And you might absorb a little bit of it, but not what you need. Isn't that incredible? I find it absolutely incredible. And I want to know, why aren't the doctors telling us these things? They know more. They know more about the nutritional needs of pigs than they do human beings. It makes you think, hey, maybe I should be going to a veterinarian instead of a medical doctor. 520-333-4578. Oh, and by the way, if you'd like to call and get information on Dr. Wallach or about his recommendations on how you can improve your personal health, call 1-888-403-2405. That's 888-403-2405. One more time, write it down. 1-888-403-2405. Call now. You'll be amazed at how much better your health can be, folks, than it is right now. And I ain't just whistling Dixie. This is absolutely amazing.
You have to do what to do when you cross your father's
tongue. Desire keeps fingers up and down my spine. Same old witch path when your eyes read mine. Touch an old shingle that I feel inside. And then that elevator starts to slide. Down and down I go. All around I go. Like me, that's what I'm saying. I could stay away, but what could I do? I hear a knife, I'm a flame. A flame with sunshine burning behind.
The number, folks, is 520-333-4578. Phones are open. That's 520-333-4578.
All around I go. In a tin, love that tin that I'm in, out of that old black bag they call love.
You don't hear music like that on radio anymore. It's the best, folks. I don't know if you've been listening as we close out the broadcast for the last couple of nights. And we're going to do it again tonight because I just absolutely love that. It's called That Old Feeling. And you're going to hear it again tonight. Number's 520-333-4578. I'm interested in hearing what you think about what you've been learning over the last couple of broadcasts of the hour of the time. I think it's just astounding what they have learned about farm animals, zoo animals, wild animals, horses, cows, pigs, sheep, that keep them from becoming diseased. And it's just nutrition, folks. And we're told, you know, the human being is an animal. We're told by our doctors that vitamins are bad for you, that you don't need mineral supplements, that if you eat certain portions of the four different food groups, that you're going to get everything that your body needs. And it just isn't true. We know, we've known for a long time, since 1936, that most of the arable farmland in this country has been absolutely, completely depleted of its mineral content. That's from raising crops in the same ground all the time and never putting anything back. And phosphorus and nitrates and things like that, potassium, you know, that's commercial fertilizer. Phosphate, phosphorus, potassium, and nitrate. And that's it. That's what they put into the ground, and they put it in chemical form, and they raise vegetables, and that's supposed to make us healthy. But it doesn't. Well, I don't know what the problem here is. Let me make sure that this is working. It is. The phone's working, folks. You all heard the dial tone. If you're trying to call and you can't get through, call the operator and ask her why. Ask her why you can't get through. I've never opened the phones on this broadcast that we didn't have an overwhelming telephone response. Never. In the history of this broadcast, whenever it's happened, there's always been something wrong with the telephone line somewhere. And I don't understand. But anyway, here's that. We got one now. Good evening. You're on the air.
Well, hi. How are you? This is Patty.
I'm fine.
We listen to the guy, what we could hear. We don't get you very well here in Texas.
Oh, Patty. I know who you are now.
Yeah. And we listened until we couldn't stand it anymore and turned it off because it was crackling and horrible. So we're going to order the tape so we can listen to him. Jack and I both agree.
I need you to talk louder, Patty.
Sounds like the way I'm sick, so I can't talk much louder.
Oh, I'm sorry. You need Dr. Wallach, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, yeah, I forgot to tell everybody. You can order the tapes of the broadcast of the hour of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what we're going to do?
What?
I'll tell you what we'll do for everybody out there. We'll make all four tapes of this week available for $16. How's that sound? And, you know, that just goes to, the only reason we do that is just helps pay bills around the studio and stuff.
Okay. That sounds great. Yeah, we both agree that's the way to go on the minerals and the colloidal stuff. I went and looked at his website. He's got a great website.
Well, good. Patty, do you find it absolutely amazing that farmers treat their animals better than doctors treat human beings?
No, I don't think it's amazing because I treat my animals better than I get treated.
Well, I'm going to have to talk to Jack about that. He'll tell him he's going to get a phone call from me.
Oh, okay. He's going to get a phone call. They get vitamins and minerals and they get treated pretty good around here. They eat our rocks.
They eat your rocks.
We have iron ore, and the horses will start eating the iron ore rocks, and that tells us they need minerals.
That's right. Dr. Wallach talked about that he talks about it on one of these tapes.
Hey, and the dogs will go out and eat oats.
Oats?
Oats.
Wow.
Oats growing up. They go find all the oats that are coming up, and they go after them like crazy.
Yeah. Well, you've seen Crusher.
Huh?
Have you seen Crusher?
I haven't seen Crusher in a while.
You did see him, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. He goes out and plays with huge rocks, and every once in a while they try to pick one up with his teeth, and I've got to stop him because I'm afraid he'll break a tooth.
Oh.
But he's trying to carry it, you know. He's playing with it. He wants to throw it up in the air and bounce it around and stuff.
Well, we now have two Belgian Traverses. Remember the one I got?
Yes, I do.
Okay, now we have two.
Wow. Those are beautiful dogs, Patty.
Oh, they are. They're. If Gracie doesn't kill me before she gets grown,
they're big too, huh?
They're big and powerful. She can pull about 600 pounds.
Yeah.
I mean, just rolling weight, she can pull it. She pulled me all over the place. Pulled me into a tree. they're great dogs. Good watchdogs.
Uh huh.
But we like the show. Sorry we couldn't hear all of it. We have to turn it off. But we listen until our nerves go nuts with all the static and the crackling, and then we turn it off.
Well, sometimes that's the nature of shortwave. It's a participatory or something like that sport. And I used to sit out in the backyard and put my leg up in the air and hold the antenna with my ear and
we've done that.
Scratch my left elbow and believe it or not, reception would get better.
Sometimes it gets better and sometimes
Yeah.
We have a hard time here sometimes, but we wanted to call and tell you that we were listening.
Well, thank you.
And we really agree with it. We're probably going to go ahead and get some. And Jack just asked if you got a video and some tapes he sent you a while back.
He'd have to remind me what it. Have him call me.
Have him call you? Okay.
Yeah.
And then happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, you too. And everybody out there listening, happy Thanksgiving. We wish you the most wonderful Thanksgiving that you could possibly imagine.
Well,
and you go get well.
Oh, yeah, I'm trying.
Okay.
I take vacation and get sick.
Well, that's not good.
That's basically what happens.
Yeah, okay.
So, y'all have a nice Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you later.
Thank you, Patty.
Bye-bye.
Good night, and get well. 520-333-4578 is the number. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey, how are you, Bill?
Good.
Hey, I've been listening to you for a few years.
In fact, I'm fantastic. I'm better than I've been in a long time.
Hey, glad to hear that. I used to be a distributor for, I think they call it toddy.
You're talking about mineral toddy.
Yeah, mineral toddy.
You know something? About 2 years ago, a friend of mine who lives in Los Angeles sent me a bottle of that. And I started taking it, and I felt better.
Right.
And same thing happened with my eyes. My vision started coming back a little bit. But that's all that happened. It didn't go very far. And then, all of a sudden, I had two more bottles, and then I got another one, and it had been diluted by about one quarter. It was no longer the thick, full of mineral thing that I was getting.
Right.
It turned into just a little bit of brownish tinted water, and so I stopped taking it because it didn't do anything. I started getting worse again. But this, what I'm taking now, is it's sort of like drinking not thick mud, but mud.
Right.
If you know what I mean. I mean, it's full of what it says it's full of.
Yeah, I think it's what they call it, the ultra toddy.
I haven't seen that.
Okay.
Is that Dr. Wallach's?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the mineral toddy that somebody else makes. That's the only toddy I've ever heard of.
No, he was the distributor of the toddy.
Uh-huh.
But I'll tell you another thing that's really important for people to know, and a lot of people who homeschool, is to teach their children about their body and stuff.
You're right. Absolutely right.
Right. That should be one of the first things you learn, is about yourself.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, the intestines and basically how it works, because everything, every disease that's created, or we call it disease, is done by what you put in your body.
Well, you said it when you said dis-ease.
Right.
Your body is out of whack.
Right.
There's something missing. And it can't get out of whack if it's properly taken care of.
Without a doubt.
What did you think about the toddy? You said you were a distributor?
Yes.
And
I only did it. I'm not a salesperson, so I got the distributorship to support myself and my family.
Well, that's what I recommend, because if you don't, you pay the retail prices and they're out of sight. And they have to be out of sight, because you have to understand, to make this concoction of colloidal minerals, you have to have just tons of this of the stuff that it comes from. I mean, it's an expensive process to get the proper minerals and vitamins and manufacture them in the right amounts, or get them in the right amounts. The best ones you don't manufacture, you obtain through a natural process from plants mainly. And
right.
Since plants today don't have those things because the soil's been depleted, then they have to get them from prehistoric plants when they can find them still in the ground.
Right. Well, I suggest most people start getting a little victory garden going and learn how to organically grow their food and put some of the supplements or put some of the minerals back in that soil.
Well, we're going to talk about that on this broadcast. We're going to be devoting more time to health and less time to people who don't appreciate what we've been trying to do.
Right. Well, that's good. That's one of the things we need. I think that's one of the problems that we have in this country, where you say that the sheeple, they're kind of out of touch and out of tune with what's really going on.
Yeah.
Because their body is so out of balance, they really can't pick up on a lot of things. They're neurotransmitters are not firing properly.
Their brain doesn't work.
Right. So I think once we can start getting healthy again, a lot of the things that you say, people will hear.
Yeah. Well, I hope you're right, my friend, because we're going to try that. We're going to try getting people healthy so that they can understand what it is we're talking about.
That's the only way to go.
Thanks for calling.
All right.
We really appreciate it. And happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
If you'd like to find out about Dr. Wallach, more about Dr. Wallach and the recommendations that he makes that can help improve your own personal health, call 888-403-2405 right now. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. It's Darlene.
Hi, Darlene. How are you?
I'm doing fine. You know, not only your physical health has improved, but your mental state has improved drastically.
Really?
Yes. You sound a lot better this past 2 weeks.
Oh, good.
Yeah. But, you know, I really think that people in a whole generally realize that we're missing something.
Uh-huh.
I mean, medical doctors just aren't cutting it.
No, they're not.
No, and I mean,
they're cutting it. They're cutting it off and throwing it away, and we're all dying.
Oh, yeah. And it doesn't matter what we try or how much we try, we don't get the right information. If we try to take vitamins, if you go to the drugstore or something, you'll see rows and rows. I mean, it's a multi-million-dollar business.
Yeah, how do you know which one to buy?
Right.
Most people buy the cheapest one.
Yeah, or in what... I mean, how many milligrams are you supposed to take of this, and what is this supposed to do for you? And if I have this illness, what's good for it?
Yeah, but you know what's even more important than that?
What?
It can be the greatest vitamin that God ever made. If it's in the wrong form, and it doesn't matter how much money you pay for it,
uh-huh,
or how inexpensive it is, or what color of the bottle it comes in, it will not be absorbed by the body and won't do you any good.
If it doesn't do you any good, then pretty soon you give up.
Yeah.
But I have noticed that a lot of people, if their physical condition is bad, their mental condition is bad.
Well, that's for sure.
And it works hand in hand. And if you can bring someone's physical condition, if you can improve it, you improve a person's mental condition.
Yeah.
And that's only logical.
Well, I'll tell you, the way I was walking around with the pain in my legs, I'm telling you, I was just uptight and you know, at this time of night when I do my broadcast is when my legs always hurt the most.
Well, you know, if you feel bad, nothing around is going good. I don't care how hard you try. If you feel bad, nothing works.
Well, to an extent, that's true, yeah.
Yeah, and so, I mean, it sounds like this stuff has really done you wonders.
Oh, it has.
I was going to ask you, how big of a jug does this come in?
A
gallon or a quart or...
No, I think it's more than a quart. I believe it's more than a quart. It's a big bottle. It looks bigger than a quart milk bottle, but it's not a gallon or a half a gallon.
And how often do you have to take it?
Every day.
I mean, how many times a day?
Well, they say you take 1 ounce per 100 pounds of body weight. But, you know, I never do that. I always try things out in small amounts just in case I'm getting taken for a ride and it's really going to do me some harm. So I started out with just 1 ounce a day. You know me, I'm big.
Uh-huh.
I'm a big man. And now I'm taking 2 ounces a day. And I just feel absolutely wonderful.
Well, that is great. I know I called the number, and I haven't been able to make it down there, but I'm going to go down and see the guy in person.
Okay.
And but it's just been Thanksgiving week, and nothing's gone right for me either. So... But I'm really enjoying the doctor and what he has to say, and it really makes a lot of sense.
Great.
It is so logical that it is almost comical because we're really hurt.
How come they can cure arthritis in pigs, but they can't cure arthritis in humans? I mean, come on.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's so logical, and where he comes from is so logical.
Not only that, if he was lying about all this... And he's been doing this for many years, and they have attacked him and tried to put him away, the American Medical Association and prominent medical people have attacked him. And in every instance, he's come out on top. He's proven them wrong, and they haven't been able to do a thing to him.
Well, anytime you find something that works, you better believe somebody's not going to want it on the market.
Oh, of course not.
And he
can prove every word that he says. I took him to task. I looked up the things that he quoted, and it's easy to do. You know my research capability. And so it was very easy to determine whether he was really quoting real statistics and real studies or if he was tossing out a bunch of BS. Well, he was quoting real statistics, real studies, real facts. It's amazing. Why hasn't somebody else come out and told us this before?
Well, because it's going to hit somebody's pocketbook.
Yeah, but, you know, in any population, there's got to be at least one honest person. I don't care if it's doctors or mechanics or what. There's got to be one honest person somewhere.
Well, it sounds like we've found a couple of them, and you and him. So I'm definitely going to try it, and I'm going to give it to my family.
Great.
So I'm really enjoying your shows, and I hope to hear more of them. And I'm going to go so somebody else can talk.
Okay. Thanks, Darlene.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
520-333-4578 is the number. Good evening. You're on the air.
Oh, how you doing, Edgar? This is Clifton.
Hi, Clifton. I need you to talk a lot louder if you can, please.
Okay. I haven't spoken to you in about 2 years since you was on WWCR.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know you were on the air until last Tuesday. I called you back and I heard some Butch Paul's show.
Well, a lot of people are just finding out that we're on WBCQ and what the frequency is and what the time is. And we're getting our old 10 million audience back.
I'm sorry, I mean, are you show Monday through Friday?
No, it's Monday through Thursday.
It airs just 1 hour, right?
Yeah, just 1 hour.
Okay, how's everybody doing? How's Pooh doing? I haven't heard you, about it in 2 years. You have a big girl now, right?
Oh, she's doing great. She's doing fantastic. She can do a lot of things. Well, if you just keep listening, you'll hear her because she helps us out in the studio and on the air quite a bit now. I would never drink distilled water, and that has nothing to do with Dr. Wallach or anybody else. I learned that a long time ago. Distilled water is completely stripped of everything that the body needs that you should be getting from water. The best water is the water that comes right out of the ground up in high-altitude mountains from mountain springs. We've got one up here that's about maybe 20-25 minute drive from where I live, and there's the Apache Nation has stuck a pipe in the ground, built a spring box, and there's a spring that just comes out of this pipe 24 hours a day, and anybody can go up there and get water if they want to, and it's right in the middle of a national forest, and right in the middle of the Apache forest. And well, it depends on what kind of sodium you're talking about. Okay. Sodium chlorides. No. Well, according to Dr. Wallach, you can have as much salt as you want.
Oh, well, I tell you what, I haven't heard you in 2 years because you barely got 5 seconds. What do you think about this impeachment thing? Okay, I know you're not
well, that's not tonight's subject.
Okay.
Gotta stay on subject.
Okay, I appreciate it. I'll keep listening.
Okay. Thanks for calling. 520-333-4578 is the number. We're coming up almost to the end of the hour. Take probably one more call, and then we got to shuffle off to you know where. Pooh and I are going to cook the turkey tonight. And we're going to put it in the oven at 200 degrees all night long. We're going to stuff that bird, and tomorrow we're just going to eat all day. And according to Dr. Wallach, it's okay to do that. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Cooper.
Hi.
Dolly from Illinois.
Hi.
Exactly right. We had some in the family that was in the medical profession, and we asked them how long they studied nutrition. They said that they had a 4-hour class over the 4-year period.
4 years?
Yeah.
It takes somebody about 15 to 17 years to become a medical doctor.
Right. And they haven't had any. They have no clue of what the nutrition is.
So they had 4 hours in all those years of study of nutrition.
There was another doctor that was on an AM station. We called and asked him that, too. He said the same thing. They don't know. And if you did the research, you would know part of population control would be for the genocide. Well, what better way for the genocide?
Yeah, well, they do have a population policy, and the policy is to shrink the population.
Right.
And there's no doubt about that. In fact, I'm convinced that a lot of the uteruses that have been removed from women in hysterectomies over the years were completely healthy and didn't need to be removed at all.
Yeah, what they're doing is all unnecessary, and it's
Well, I think genocide is too strong a word. They're not trying to wipe out a people. They're trying to reduce the population.
Yeah.
In the process, I think there are some people who would like to wipe out some specific ethnic groups. And those are the real tyrants, evil people.
I'm sorry to cut you off.
That's okay.
We take another product by another doctor who was on shortwave. I don't know if you want me to mention the name, but it is the minerals like you're talking about, and it's called Liquid Life, and we have been taking that for over a year, and we feel great. In fact, we had one in the family that had cancer, and she just got a clean bill of health.
Wow. Well, that's great, you know. Any way that you can improve your health, if it's the proper way with the proper minerals and the proper vitamins and the proper nutrition and
grow your own food if you can and
yes.
Keep it organic. Or
but remember, just because you're growing it doesn't mean that the soil's any better than it was.
Well, we try and do the different minerals and vitamins yeah. back into it.
Okay, guess what? We're out of time, and I hate to cut you off, but I have to. We got to go. You too. Happy Thanksgiving. And for all of you out there listening, we wish you the most wonderful Thanksgiving that you could possibly imagine. And we hope that you spend it with your family and really have a good time. And don't forget to thank the good Lord for all of the good things that he has given us. Good night, folks. And God bless each and every single one of you. Don't forget to call 1-888-403-2405.
I saw you last night and got that old feeling when you came in sight. I got that old
one more time, folks. Make sure you call. That's 1-888-403-2405. 1-888-403-2405.
Still in my heart.